Ksuvis perk beis mishne yud. Ve'elun emanum lehoid begoylan mashrau bekotnan. These are people that are believed when they're older to say what they saw when they're younger. Normally, if a person sees edus when they're pasul le'edus, like for example, somebody's a karov and even a katan, they can't, when they're kasher le'edus later, let's say the karov became a rachok, let's say he was only a karov through a marriage, and now he's not related. Nevertheless, that's not good. You can't give edus. Except for these exceptions, where you have a katan that's now older and says what he saw when he was younger. And these are the cases. Neman adam loymar zek sav yodo shel abo. Person can say that this is a signature of my father. The Ran says that a person's allowed to do kiyum shtaris on his relatives. He's allowed to say that this is my relative's signature. Vizek sav yodo shel rebi. This is the signature, the handwriting of my rebi. Vizek sav yodo shel achi. And this is the signature of my brother. This would need to be along with another aid, even though one of the aidim here is saying that he saw it when he was a katan. Nevertheless, we're able to be mitzarif him. Why? Because kiyum shtaros is a din derabanan. On dine derabanan, we're going to be mekel. Because really, midaraisa, Reish Lakish says in the Gemara, that eidim that are ksuvim al ashtar, eidim that are written on a shtar, it's as if their eidus was interrogated in Beistin, midaraisa. Midarabanan, we have to be mekayim, the chasima, and we have to make sure that the chasima is valid. But midaraisa, it is valid by itself without any type of proof. Therefore, the same derabanan said that you need to be mekayim the shtar and verify the signatures. Those same rabbanim can also say that when you have somebody that was a katan and now he's older with somebody else, that's okay. And the Rosh points out, we're only saying these three cases, dafka somebody that when he was a katan, he would be by a lot, like his rebbe, his father, his brother, but stam, somebody that wouldn't be by so much when he was a katan, we wouldn't rely on him. Or another case, zachar yisi beplainis sheyatzasa behinuma v'roisha perua. I remember this girl before she was married. She went out to her chuppah with a hinuma. We saw what that is. So like a psula. And therefore, she should be able to take her ksuva of 200 zuz. Now, mammon is diaraisin. And you need two edim, ksherim diaraisin. So why is this guy believed to say that he remembers he saw when he's a cotton? So teretz is that the Rav says that there's a rov nashim, get married when they're psulos. So because there's a rov, that's mevar and clarifies that this girl was likely to have been a psula. And therefore, her husband owes her 200 zuz. Now, normally, we don't take money with a rov. That wouldn't be enough for her to take the money. Ein holchem b'mamon achar rov. But since the Ran says it's a davar shel pirsum, he's just being mefarsim something. It's not like a secret here. Everybody would know about this. He's just clarifying that plus a rov is okay. And the next example is v'shaya ish ploni yotz mibeis hasefer litbo lechel b'tshuma. And he said, I remember when I was a child that this person left yeshiva with me to go into the mikveh, we were both kohanim, to go and eat truma, so you can go and feed him truma. Because the chashash, if he was an eved, even though an eved of a kohen can eat truma, once an eved goes free, he becomes a full-fledged Yisrael, and he can no longer eat truma. The Rav says, we dafka dealing with truma derabanan. The example the Rav brings is an otzitz shein anokov. Let's say you grow something in a pot that's not connected to the ground. It does not have a hole in the bottom of the pot. However, on truma deraisa, we don't feed him. But even on the case that we're dealing with, let's say truma derabanan, we're not choshesh that this guy that he's giving edus on, that we're going to feed now truma derabanan, that he was an eved, because an eved's allowed to eat truma, because the eved would not have been in yeshiva with him, because you're not allowed to teach an eved Torah. So obviously he wasn't an eved. And the next example is v'shaya cholik imanu ala gerin, that he's saying that he's a kohen, you can give him truma derabanan, and his friend also used to come to him to the threshing floor when they would make heaps. And that was when grain was chayv in truma. And we're also not concerned, like the Rav says, he can't be an eved, because they wouldn't have given the eved truma, because it's a din in cholkin truma le'eved, unless his master is with him. They would never give out truma in these threshing floors to avodim without their masters with them. And again, this is only on truma derabanan. V'amakom hazeh beis hapras, and he's also believed to say when he was a child, he remembers seeing that this area was a beis hapras. A beis hapras is an area of a grave that they plowed afterwards, and there's a chashash that little small pieces of bones were spread out. So therefore, they had to be careful not to become tamei, to walk over this whole area, not because of ohel, that you would walk on top of it, but more that you would touch it, move it. So midrabanan, the whole wide, large area of 100 amas in every direction would midrabanan be treated like it's tamei. And he's allowed to tell us, since it's only dindrabanan, this guy could tell us where that place ended. Or v'yad kan hayabayin b'shabbos, he could say, up until this place we used to come on Shabbos, meaning tchumin, because tchumin for sure, 2,000 amas, that's for sure, according to everybody, a dindarabanan. So he's believed to say that. But a person's not allowed to say that when I was a child, there used to be a place to go through this guy's court, that Ploni, Yosef used to walk through this area for, let's say, 3 years. So he's saying that Yosef has a chazaka in this place, because that's now he's entering Dinei Mamonis, and he can't give edus on Dinei Mamonis. Or also, Mamidu Misped Hayala Ploni B'makam Hazeh, there was a maimed and a misped they used to have when they had a funeral procession. They used to stop 7 times while they were going in the street. He's not believed to say that this whole thing happened, because by doing so, he's going to enter Dinei Mamonis as far as Yerushan is concerned. So he's not believed to say that, only on the Rabbanons and not by Dinei Mamonis. That's the klal.